Hello. So this is Harley, if you didn't know, which you should. Anyways, so I am going to attempt to do a porn commentary. And this one is on X-Hamster, Beautiful Asian GF is a submissive fuck toy for a white cock. And I'm going to go ahead and push play now, because it's quite long. Play now. So, the disclaimer with this one is that generally I don't get off with, POV vids, point of view vids, and it's not anything personal, I guess I just don't get to see as much as I'd like to see. And then the link to this is gonna be somewhere, wherever I put it. Yeah. Okay, so I can't. She's speaking really softly. Oh! So her walking in was really cute. And her posture, how she's talking. I'm actually going to turn up my volume on my headphones. Don't care for playing with the hair, but that's mostly because I hate hair, because it's gross. It's interesting that they're putting it from a perspective of, I'm actually not trying to get off right now, because I just don't think it's going to happen, so I'm going to wait a little bit, and then I'll go from there. The setup, aside from the POV, is actually kind of cool. How she's talking, her posture, her pouty face is really cute. You moved less than a foot, and you needed to do it by your mouth. Which makes me think of the movie, what's it called? The Secretary? With Jake Gyllenhaal's sister and that one guy from Stargate. She's a cute butt. Those are cute underwear. But anyways, so his choice in the film not to say anything is kind of weird. And then it's just, like, hands and stuff. I'm actually interested to see how they're recording this, like, from a side view. Because it's from his eyes, so is it, like, on a head cam, or, okay, I'm gonna start. So, he's not really wearing sexy clothes, but I'm kind of digging it. Like, his arms, okay, so veiny arms are always weird for me, because part of me is like, ew, veiny, and then it's like, oh. Well, that means things are kind of distinguished, and it's not horrible. Ow! Oh! That's actually... I like that. The setup for the belt. Ooh. I'm guessing this isn't professional? But, so having the light little taps when you're getting spanked or whipped, is actually really nice because it kind of builds the tension. I've had that before. I have a different audio where I'm being spanked. And he does, like, little taps, and it's nice. Oof. Okay, so my issue with this is that I like the spanking and I like the slapping. But something's weird with the audio and the camera when he does. Like, it happened a couple times with the, see, just right then. It, like, cuts out or something like that. So I feel like they should've, well, in retrospect, they should've messed around with tech beforehand just to see what that was. Side note. getting played with while you're bent over and your legs together is really fucking amazing. I actually got off the other day while he was... I don't know what it is. It's like a vulnerable thing because you can't see what's happening. They're completely in control. And it's just, I don't know. I like those. I think he's older. Why are you asking him to stop? Being spanked is good. Sorry for what? Sorry. Oh, I hate those. They're so bad because you flinch and it's like, no. Because as much as you want to say that you're just going to sit there and not, you're just going to sit there and take it and not flinch, you flinch. There's no way that you can't flinch. At least for me, anyways. Like, she might not be flinching and I just can't see it. For some reason, I really want him to have, like, socks or shoes on. I don't know. I have a thing for socks. It's not a fetish, but it's, like, when it comes to sex stuff, ooh, that's a very vulnerable position that you... Oh, God, that is so fucking hot. So I have a fetish for, hard-ons in, like, pants, like, tents and stuff, in underwear, boxers, briefs, whatever. It's just really, really fucking hot to me. Don't look so sad. Apparently you asked for it. Ooh, hello. I don't know if I like the pointing. Like, I know that he needs to communicate in a not vocal way. To be bent over like that, that's actually a really pretty dick. So generally in, like, professional porn, I enjoy that there's no fuzz on a dude. And sometimes in a girl, like, if they have that weird little soul patch, it's fine. But I like that this is natural, just because it's variety. That's actually very nice. Still don't like the pointing. So her sucking his dick and then looking up, it's easy to do it for a longer dick, but if it's a shorter one, it's hard to do that because it's like, you're not as far out, because just space and stuff. So you have to look up. Now I can tell you that she's not even trying to put that down her throat. Like, she's probably getting maybe to the back of the teeth and, oh, okay, there you go. Try a little harder. Well, he's helping, which I don't know if that counts. But just doing the tip, and then she could really be working the shaft a lot better. More lube on that. Like, he looks like he's really soft, so it would probably be easy, but when I give head, I really like having it, like, slobbery and lots of spit, just because things move better, and it's not, like, I always feel like it's dry if you don't put any spit on it, so it's just chafing, and I don't like that. Now, I don't know how different that would be with a guy who's uncircumcised. I've never been with a guy who's uncircumcised, so I wouldn't actually know. I guess as a girl, I don't understand fully this part, but I get it. like, ownership thing. Especially since he's controlling, because he's grabbing the hair, which is nice. I like that. And, you know, I do like that her shirt is down the side. What? Snap at me like a dog. Actually, I wouldn't mind that in that situation. But that's just me. That'd just be another thing that would make me submissive. So I don't mind the shirt down. And generally, I think that long hair is kind of silly in porns because it gets away a lot. Well, it gets in the way a lot. Well, it gets in the way... English. It's in my face all the time when I'm doing sexy stuff. But he's keeping a good control of it, so it's not really an issue. Obviously to make sure that you see her face and to have control of her head. What are you doing? I actually really do like guys. I like watching guys jack themselves off. What? It's a beautiful cock. Suck it. He's like, you don't really get a choice. You're the sub, I'm the master, do it. Now. I'm interested to know if this is something, like, this is a normal thing in their relationship, or, if this is, like, a one-time thing. Ah! Sorry. That's, I like that. The ones, okay, knowing that a slap to your face is gonna happen, knowing that a slap to your face is gonna happen really sucks. Because part of the excitement from getting a slap to the face is that you don't know what's going to happen, and it surprises you. So, like, seeing it, like, it's different from being slapped on the ass. It's just, I would say it's different, at least for me. See, I've been in that position, and I really hate that. I understand why it's hot, I get it, but... She doesn't want to look up. She's busy. She's busy not throwing up all over your cock. Which I've done that before, and it's not pleasant. Because if the dick is down your throat, then all the throat comes out your nose, and it burns, and it sucks. Not that you need to know that, but that's a thing that has happened. Oh, can you just fuck her now, or make her fuck you, please? I appreciate that he's holding... And not, like, skull-fucking her. Oh, he's making out. Ah. I actually do like giving head in this position, but it's not actually my favorite way to give head. I found a way, if a guy's laying down on his back, and you lay down on your stomach, almost like a 69, it lets me deep throat and able to breathe at the same time, which I think is really nifty, and I have used that technique many times, and I like it. So this, you cannot do that, because it blocks off, like, almost everything. Sorry, my vibrator's being silly. I don't know if a vibrator can be silly, but it is. See, that I don't mind, when he holds and then they, like, fuck your mouth, because you don't have to do much. It's really easy to turn your mind off and just let that happen. Okay, he needs to take his shirt off, because that's really fucking awkward to look at, to have just a dick coming out of a shirt. See, he knows it too, because he pushed it to the side. Just take off your shirt. You're already naked anyways. The shirt doesn't do anything. He's probably embarrassed because of a little belly, which I think is cute. They move. Are they in the same place? Or did he just stand up and I missed it? Good on her. That's actually hot. I'd actually really... I've actually never had that done to me, I don't think. Getting slapped while sucking a dick. Can you have sex now? Or fuck, whatever. I'm actually sort of close, which is good, I guess. So if you notice in his cock, so towards, he has a, we're just gonna turn that down. So the base of his cock is thinner than the middle and towards the tip. Like, he has, it, gets thicker and then gets thinner, and I find that interesting, but, you know, that's just me. So, he is trying to, like, push it off. Yes? He is trying to push it down her throat, but at the same time, he's not, like, trying to, like, kill her by, like, really shoving it down his throat. See, they did cut that part out where he's taking off his pants. Did you take your shirt off? Did you just move stuff to the side? I can't imagine giving head, like, a hand job with a ring on. I feel like it would just get messy. But, I don't know, maybe that's just me. So, let's talk about her. The tattoos that she have are cute. I thought I turned you off. Are cute, and then, stop. I like her hair. I like that it's dark. I naturally like dark hair. Brunettes are cute. Her breasts aren't that big. Her breasts are actually really small. But I think that fits with her physically because she's pretty dainty. She's petite. Oh, that is a cute ass. Like, seriously, that is a very cute little ass. She's clean-shaven, which is nice. I think that works for her because she has one of the outer labia vaginas. There's that sound thing again. And I think that the outer labia vaginas mixed with hair just kind of looks weird. But that's me. Okay, note to self, when you do that to a girl and it's dry, I don't find that very pleasurable, but that's just me. Do that when it's wet, by the way. Ooh. Okay, so this is interesting. He's... Oh. Yeah, I'd fuck him. I also don't really get off on girls doing the work, like, unless she's on top. So, if a guy is just sitting or standing there, and I don't know why he's doing that, she works him, I don't know, it's not as intense for me, I guess. But that is an interesting position that I will have to try. Oh, I guess he's pushing it down because it'll be easier, oh, what's the word? Angle? Oof. It almost looks like a workout because she's, like, pushing up on her legs. Oh my gosh. He fits, like, all in her. Go you, girl. No, I don't need you to suck it anymore. Tucker. So I'm actually kind of close to coming, so what I'm going to do is I am going to wait until they fuck, and then I'm going to go, just for sensitivity reasons, sometimes I'll have the vibrator on myself for a long time, and it kind of gets desensitized, so if I, like, take a break for a few seconds and then go back on, it's good. I still think she needs socks. I don't know. It's weird. It just, feet are just, I don't know. I have nothing against feet. Feet are fine. Oh, yes? Yes? Him using her like that and moving her like that was extremely hot, by the way. Haha, she can't do the work here. You have to do it for her. Aw. Yes, please. I do like that first moment when they penetrate them and it goes in. I like that. Because it's like, it just seems like it would be so satisfying, like, as a guy. I don't know, that might just be me. I do like her noises. I think he is stretching her, but it's good. Oh, that's nice. Although he's not really holding it into her. Hold it, like. He's not really choking her, he's just holding her throat. Is like a base to push her into him. So this whole position thing and the shakiness of the camera is one reason why I don't like POV. Because if it's stationary, you don't really have to worry about that. But with the camera quality and the movement, it just kind of... And you have to worry about leaving enough room to have the camera watch him fuck her. No! Please don't stop. She's really pretty from this angle. Such a good angle. Well, like, it's a good shot aside from the shakiness. So that was cool. Going slow, by the way, after going fast is a serious use. Oh, I missed the best part. Damn it. Anyways, I'll finish recording this because I think I don't remember how much is left. Oh. There's only 3 more minutes left. So, I don't know if you know this, but... Oh, so much girl cum, jizz, stuff, whatever. Doggy style is by far my favorite. And getting fucked from behind, with your legs closed, kind of like she does, is really, really good. Because it pushes all the stuff together, and it just makes everything so delicious. I find it interesting. He's off-center. Like, his body is more to the left than his dick, which is kind of towards the right. Now, in this case, I don't think it would work because I think she's too short. But if she were to put her knees on the bed, and then do it, it's actually, like, if your knees get weak while you're getting fucked, putting your knees on the bed and, like, bending over it that way is really useful. That's what we do a lot, me and my husband. And, see, with this position, you just don't get to see as much of the action for her body. Because, like, you get to see what he's doing, and getting fucked with the hand on her back is really nice, by the way. At least from a submissive point of view. Seriously, his center is off. It's weird. I think you can see her tan line. It's really cute. Yeah, their bed's too high to be able to do the kneeling thing. My vibrator is covered in girl juice. It's so sticky. Now, I'm gonna bet he's gonna come on her face. That was a weird cut, by the way. Because all of this and not coming on her face wouldn't really be an... What? Okay, for some reason, my computer just stopped. Hello? Play? Okay, well, my video just stopped, so it's not there anymore. Man, I wanted to see... Did my internet go up? No. Anyways, well, I guess that'll be the end of it. So, I hope you enjoyed that. Lots of commentary and things. And, hope you enjoyed it.